folks, let's go deeper into what's happening with this whole climate cartel. There's no other way to call it. A cartel because essentially it's a system of collaboration between governments, NGOs, private businesses, and talking heads and media agencies that are spreading a lot of false information and then using the false information as the bedrock to build broader narratives, which are being used as justification for essentially the entire 2030 agenda. This communist revolution, which is what we should just call it, to remake the world, to eliminate private property, to make it so you own nothing and you're happy. The climate change narrative is what's being used to justify that. And lo and behold, Al Gore is at it again. Red stated something interesting. Let me show you this. It says, how Al Gore amassed a $330 million climate fortune by terrifying everyone. And it says, former vice president and 2000 presidential election loser Al Gore has spent his post-political career warning anyone who will listen that the Earth is in its death throes due to global warming, now called climate change because, again, well, you know, they say it gets warm, it gets cool. They can't call it global warming anymore. His 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, amassed $49 million at the World Box Office and capitulated AI into the top ranks of climate hysterics, and he's never looked back. I won't go too deep into this, but basically, you know, he was one of the guys giving a speech at Davos at the recent WEF meeting.
We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day, and the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion?
And he was just roaring about his narratives, blaming, for example, mass migration on climate change, calling the millions of people illegally entering the United States climate refugees. Absolute nonsense. Most of them are economic refugees. They're coming here for money, not because of the climate. They're not fleeing like rising water levels, but that's the narrative he's using. That's the important thing. If you look at the United Nations, for example, everything is about climate. The mass migration, where they're paying people $40,000 interest-free travel loans through the State Department, funneled through the International Organization for Migration under the United Nations, they're calling, you know, giving people financial incentive to illegally enter the United States. They're calling that because of climate change. When Syrian refugees were fleeing because of their war in their country, they call that because of climate change. When Russia cuts off gas to Europe, they're calling that because of climate change. And understand, things that have nothing to do with climate, they're blaming on climate change. And whether we think it's ridiculous or not, the way they're using that narrative, these tiny bits of disinformation, this disinformation, actual disinformation, that the refugees are caused by climate change, that the gas crisis is caused by climate change, that the egg prices are caused by climate change, where they were, again, culling chickens by the tens of thousands, or even more so than that. You know, they were killing entire factories worth of chickens. You know, they call that because of climate change. These things have nothing to do with climate change, but they use all these bits of information because they framed narratives to create a meta narrative. And were you to try to debunk the meta narrative, climate change, changing our world, you would have to go piece by piece and debunk all of these, which they'll never let you do. That meta narrative, whether you think it's ridiculous or not, is being used for political policy. And, you know, again, this is how disinformation works. And whether you think it's ridiculous, whether you agree with it, it's being used politically. And that political goal is this whole, you know, remake the world in man's image, World Economic Forum system. That's how the system works. And even groups like BlackRock Investment, Vanguard, State Street Capital, these groups pushing this environmental social governance, again, environmental social governance, is being used as, again, the narrative to justify their actions doing it. Classic Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. You create the thesis or the narrative, you manipulate, you use that to manipulate the system, and during its movement of trajectory, you try to divert it in a way that benefits you politically. Never let a good crisis go to waste is another way to think of it. You cause the crisis, you manufacture the crisis, you create public narratives on what the cause is, diverting attention from your own role in causing it in the first place, and then through the narrative, divert it or create policy to solve it. And the policy you manufactured to solve it will be what your original goal was anyways. Think of it as a crook making an alibi. I robbed them because I grew up in socially disparate conditions. I'm not a problem. I'm a victim of society. I'm not a criminal. I'm a victim. You know, that's that kind of thinking. That's how they do these things. And that being said, part of this whole agenda is the remaking of how we consume food. And what they want to do now is lab grow meat. They want to lab grow plants. I don't know why they just don't want to plant them in the ground, but they want to grow plants in laboratories. They want to grow meat from cells, and they want to make you eat bugs. And this is no longer just, this is no longer conspiracy theory, folks. This is 100% real, and they're just being totally public about it now. They're no longer trying to hide it. They're no longer trying to make it seem like this is not the case. They're being totally public about it now. Epic Times had a story on this. It says, lab-grown meat, bugs, and plants. World Economic Forum solution to the global food shortage. Again, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, Hegelian dialectics. You want to accomplish a goal, you manufacture a crisis. Maybe you, again, maybe, for example, you eliminate fertilizers in some of the main areas of the world, like the Netherlands, changing policies in the U.S., pushing, for example, fertilizer limits through the European Union, which they did on every front. Uh-oh, we have a food crisis, right? Oh, look at the food crisis we caused, right? It must be caused by global warming, even though our own policies restricting fertilizers were the cause of it. It's global warming. Do you see how this narrative works, how they manipulate that, right? That's what they did. And so now that we're facing a global food crisis, and you even have the United Nations claiming, for example, that you're going to have mass starvation, particularly in Africa, they're saying that they have to now create a solution for the world food crisis, the crisis they caused by their own bad policies. But there needs to be a solution. And the solution is not to restore the way things were in what they destroyed, or maybe just eliminate the government restrictions on, for example, fertilizer and some of the breadbaskets of the world, like the Netherlands. They're instead saying we need a new solution. And that solution is growing laboratory meat, growing laboratory plants, and creating bug farms and feeding people insects. Again, that's how they're doing it.